Praise God. And she has an apostolic ministry of music. It's not just talent. It's got the touch of Pentecost upon it. Praise the Lord. And it is talent, but it's not just talent. Great talent. But it goes beyond that into having the touch of the Lord upon it. And we simply are going to turn this service over to her. Praise the Lord. She can do whatever she wants to do, but I'm sure it'll be in the Spirit. Amen. Let's welcome Sister Granquist today.
Thank you. You may be seated. I'd like for Christy and Heidi, Kate, I know that you're shy, but would you please come out to help your mother?
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times Thank you.
Church now. Anyway, we were all there, a bunch of us. And Jim Larson said, Pastor Larson from San Diego said that there was a survey done in our organization from East Coast to West Coast. And this survey was done by a couple of evangelists. And when they said in the different places they were, conferences, churches, they would say, let's worship the Lord. They would time them. They would time the worship. Brother Larson said that just about the average, everywhere they went in this Gallup poll, was 20 seconds. 20 seconds. God help this church. When we have the truth, we know who He is. We've got a revelation of His holiness. Come on, we need to worship. Come on, we really need to worship Jesus. Worshiping your mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, I thank God today that after being in this place for 30, I've been coming here 31 years, brother. 31 years I've been coming to this for youth conference. But I'm different. I'm different today. I've been changed.
Not what I used to be. Jesus forgave my sin. My heart is wide, pure and clean. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. But by His grace, now I am saved, living in victory.
When my eyes were blind, I was lost as I could be. But then came the day, like Brother Booker just preached, that mercy called my name. And mercy led me to the arms of grace.
Thank God I'm not what I used to be. Jesus forgave my sins. My heart is wide, filled and clean.
Thank God I'm
not what.
Thank you, Jesus.
But by His grace, now I am saved, living in sin. front or back. But that's when I remember the blood that flowed from Calvary. And because I've been forgiven, I know it has set me forever free. Thank God I'm not
I'm
looking at miracles today in this place. We are miracles.
My heart is
wide
open and clean. Thank God I'm not what I used to be.
The failures and things in your past, listen to me, they'll come back to mock you, to defeat you, to bring the guilt and that memory all back. And that's when you've got to look at the devil. You've got to get in his face and say, look, devil, I'm not yours. I've been bought with a price. I've been washed. I'm sanctified. I'm redeemed. I belong to God. Yeah.
Thank God I'm not what I used to be. Jesus forgave my sins. My heart
is so free.
You're so
free.
Thank God I'm not.
I'm changed. Sometimes on Wednesday. Sometimes we sing it around the house when we're cleaning up the house, don't we, girls? And it goes like this. Well, is that the key G? What key is that? When I think of his goodness. Yes. And what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness. Yes. Hallelujah. He set me free. Oh, where I think of his goodness and what he's done for me.
Oh,
said, makes me want to love my neighbor. Makes me want to love everybody. I love you, brother. I appreciate you, sister. You're not my youth group. I don't know you from Adam, but you're my brother. And you're important to me. We're all the same family. And what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness, how he set me free, makes me want to dance one more time. Bibles and turn to Jeremiah 9, verse 23. Jeremiah 9, 23. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching. Find Mama's Bible, Richard. But this is something the Lord gave me a few months ago. Now you're going to read verses in the Word, and you're going to say, wow, that's great. But then about 30 years down the road, you're going to read those same verses, and you're going to go, wow! That just blew my mind. Am I telling the truth, Brother Claiborne? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, not Munya. God help us. We don't need none of that. Jesus. Jesus. Okay, here we go. Thus said, listen, for all you people that are, you're always worried because you're never quite making honor roll. You don't seem to quite make the grade about things. And you know, your mama wants you to get into Harvard. And, you know, you just got other plans. You want to maybe go to Bible school and get you a Holy Ghost hunk. Hallelujah. All the girls say, yes, in Jesus' name. And all of you guys, you're not necessarily looking for a piano player or a singer, which those things are fine. But the first thing you got to look for is somebody that knows how to get a hold of God. Hallelujah. So, those of you that feel you're up against it, maybe your group, you only have two. I don't know. There's all kinds of situations that you find yourself and you're in the pressure cooker about things and you just wonder about it. Well, in the Amplified, let me read it to you. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise that has 14 degrees behind his name and skillful person glory and boast in his wisdom and skill. Let not the mighty and powerful person glory and boast in his strength and power. Let not the person who is rich in physical gratification and earthly wealth glory and boast in his temporal satisfaction and earthly riches. Oh, everybody say, get ready. Oh, honey, this is it. Say it. Oh, honey, this is it. But let him and her who glories, glory in this, that you all understand and know me personally, practically, directly discerning and recognizing my character, that I am the Lord who practices loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the whole earth. For in these things I delight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't worry. Don't worry if you've got not the best looking guy, you got a wart in the end of your nose. I haven't seen one person like that. You all are incredibly beautiful young people. You are the cream of the crop. Now you can be seated.
The hope of my soul, and I want to always love you. Your love taught me deep. Grateful.
together.
Lord, I love you.
Raise your hands and sing it to him.
Yes, I love you. You're the Christ, the hope of my soul, and I want to
you feel. I want you to lift your hands together unto the Lord again, and let's worship Him from our heart. I indeed feel Jesus in this house, and I love you and praise you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Sister Granquist, for not just singing, but ministering. How many of you know that without the anointing of God, it doesn't mean a thing? Amen. I appreciate the anointing that was upon her as she ministered in song. Thank God, thank God. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. Aren't you glad that you're not what you used to be? You may not be what you want to be, but thank God you're changed. Thank God we're changed.